I am psyched to have this video about gear. Now, in our podcast course, we talked about the three essentials that you have to have in order to successfully start and sustain a podcast. Of course, first, you need a computer with an internet connection. Second, you're going to need a microphone. And your third, going to need to have some headphones. Now, I want to talk about my personal setup. Here's the interesting thing. I have a wonderful home studio. It's been sound treated, and it's got this equipment all lined up in my home. However, there are times that I have wanted to take my show on the road. And so this is what's called a Pelican case. This Pelican case is super protective. And here's what it contains. It contains a really nice set of two microphones, one for me and one for my guest. This is the Shure SM7B. It's a very, very, very standard, but very high-end microphone. This particular microphone costs about $400. It was not my first microphone that I ever owned. Now, this particular mic, the reason why it's so high quality, well, one of the reasons is that it uses what's called an XLR attachment. This is a microphone attachment, and it plugs in. It has three nice little prongs in the middle. The interesting thing about an XLR is that it's a far warmer sound than you can get from a standard USB. Well, interestingly enough, you can't plug this directly into your computer. Therefore, you have to have an additional step or an additional interface. The interface that I have is called the Scarlett Focusrite 2i2. Now, you can get a Scarlett that has just one input. I have two because, of course, I am having two microphones on my podcast. The nice thing about the Scarlett is that I can plug in my XLR, plug this end into my microphone, and then it converts my signal, you guessed it, into a USB. I dump this into my computer, and my computer recognizes it. However, none of the warmth and none of the depth are lost. You really can get away. They have increased the ability of a lot of USB mics, but they are at this point, at the time of this recording, they are not anywhere close to the sound and depth and range that you can get from a microphone that has an XLR attachment. In addition, in my carrying case, I have two over-ear headphones. Now, the nice thing about these, they are top quality. We'll put links in your course materials, but the interesting thing is if you're kind of a tech person, I just want to show you briefly that this comes standard with an 1/8-inch plug. I have to put on an attachment of a 1/4-inch. In the back of the Focusrite Scarlett, I plug in my headphones, I plug in the USB adapter, and right to my computer. I wear these over my ear. My guest wears them. And at this time, what I want to show you is how fast and how simple it is for me to set up this mobile podcasting unit. Before we move on, I want to make sure that you understand that this is my setup. There are plenty of different configurations of microphones, of headphones, of inputs. You don't have to have this identical setup. This is the one that I use. What I would encourage you to do is to do your research, do some searching, maybe set a budget. Please understand that I've been doing this for a while. This is about this entire system is about a little over $1,500. Now, that might be outside of an initial starting budget for you, and that's okay. I started, as I said in the course, with a $99 Blue Snowball Yeti mic, and it worked great for a season. And I want to encourage you, do your research, find out what's best for you. Let me tell you this, it is better to start than it is to think that you need to have the best and wait. The best answer is to get started right now.